Good evening, I'm John Yang. Russia unleashed a barrage of drone attacks today on a Ukrainian port critical to the grain trade. It comes on the eve of a new diplomatic effort to get Russia to rejoin the deal, allowing Ukrainian grain safe passage through the Black Sea. Two people were reported injured in the attack on a port along the Danube River, which is now the main route for grain shipments since the Black Sea deal fell apart in July. Tomorrow, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in the resort city of Sochi to press Russia to rejoin the deal. Meanwhile, late today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he's replacing his defense minister. In a statement, he said after more than 550 days of full-scale war, the ministry needed new approaches. A Florida judge has thrown out a redistricting plan pushed by Governor Ron DeSantis, saying it violates the state's constitution by diluting the voting power of Black residents. At issue is the 5th congressional district in North Florida. The redrawn map moved Black voters into districts dominated by white conservatives, essentially drawing a Black Democratic incumbent out of office. The judge told the Republican-controlled legislature to come up with a new map. The state is expected to appeal. And at the Counterculture Burning Man Festival in the remote desert outside Reno, Nevada, heavy rains triggered flash floods and stranded tens of thousands of festival goers. Organizers have shut down access by vehicles, and attendees have been told to conserve food. There's been one death, which the sheriff's office is investigating. At least another quarter inch of rain was expected today. The festival is to end tomorrow. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the rising cost of buying a car in America and a new method of aid delivery that aims to get ahead of disasters.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.